We will move on to 22 upcoming park events for the summer. April Larson will be joining us virtually.
Good morning, commissioners, Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling, April Larson, Marketing Coordinator. And I'm here this morning as the spokesperson chatting about what we have upcoming for events. So this would be for July and then August. So we have some really exciting opportunities for families to get involved, to come out to the parks and join us. These are all events that are either hosted and organized by the park themselves or in conjunction with partnerships. And there are a total of 12 events that I do want to share with you this morning. We obviously have a lot more that are happening as regular programming in our parks regularly. The first one, though, that I wanted to touch upon is coming up on July 19th on Saturday. This is our Butterfly Festival. It happens out at Oahe Downstream Recreation Area. This is the 11th year that the Butterfly Festival is happening. It's one of the time-honored traditions. We have children that come out during the school year. They help plant the flowers in the pollinator garden, and then on the Butterfly Festival, all the kids and the families are encouraged to come back out along with the rest of the community, enjoy walking through the pollinator garden. There's also a migration maze in there. They have a parade where all the kids decorate 100 paper wings, so they're able to wear those and parade around the park. So it's really fun, it's really engaging. We have 10 sponsored activity booths. So South Dakota State University Extension comes out for this event. In Pierre, the Discovery Center has an event. Pheasants Forever has shown up. Fish and Wildlife usually has. The National Park Service sometimes has shown up. So we have a really nice partnership going on with this event, and it is a great one for the Pierre area. The next one that I do want to touch upon, this is one up at Fort Sisseton Historic State Park, and it's not just on July 26th. This is something that they do regularly throughout the summer and into the fall. They do what they call lantern tours, and it's a way to explore the fort after dark. What the park hosts is basically a guided tour around the boardwalk of the historic buildings. They tell ghost stories along the way, they tell history about the fort, and it's just a way to get everyone involved. All that they ask is everyone bring tennis shoes. It does take about an hour and a half for all of the lantern tour to take place. But something that's really fun, and it seems to be definitely something that time modern favorite. The next one that is a regular programming series during the summer, it started back in May, and it goes through every Sunday through July 27th. At Good Earth State Park, we have the Good Earth Concert Series. So there's that nice amphitheater out at Good Earth State Park. There's ample parking. They bring in a live band, a different one every Sunday, and they bring in a food truck along with that to be on site. As you can see in this picture, folks are encouraged to bring a lawn chair, their sunscreen, and enjoy time in the park. They're listening. This weekend on Sunday, they have the band Too Drunk to Fish, and then they have the food truck of Craig's Shaved Ice. So it should be another great weekend. The weather's looking great for this one too. The next big event, and folks in the room there, being that this is SHU in the Southeast, can attest to the large event that the Sioux River Folk Festival brings in. This is the August 1st through the 3rd in Newton Hills State Park. This is a partnership annual event. South Dakota Friends of Traditional Music put on the folk music in the park. There are tickets that folks do need to purchase to be able to attend, but there are performances and activities throughout those days. Very attended, very loved event. So great one to check out as well. In Southeast, we also have Halloween at the ranch. So Derek Dorr was just presenting about some of the upgrades that are happening at Pearson Ranch. It's a beautiful area right down on the river there. On August 2nd, they are putting on their annual event, which is Halloween at the ranch. They have a festival, bike parade, hay rides, trick-or-treating, crafting games for the family, and then they encourage everyone to wear their favorite costume. So it's a way to really be engaged and bring in the holiday spirit, especially with Halloween. I know that's many favorite. Halloween is a good holiday. Adams Homestead on August 9th coming up also is celebrating their homestead celebration. This is also an annual event. They have hands-on heritage activities, so candle making, rope making, homestead tours, live music, and they also have just opportunities for folks to get involved in other ways too. They have a pie judging contest, and it's a great time to learn about all of the history there at Adams Homestead as well. As you're familiar, this was an old active farm, so it allows folks to actually go in and tour the actual buildings and everything during that time. The next one, this is a new event that is being orchestrated right at this time, Farm to Table Fundraiser up at Fort Sisseton Historic State Park. As you may be familiar, there are many historic buildings up there. There's a lot of improvements that we're constantly looking to achieve up at our fort to keep it great for our public to be able to step back in history. On August 9th, they're having a fundraiser. It's going to be an 8-course culinary experience. It's all locally grown or produced ingredients, so we have actual sponsors with the Northeast South Dakota ranchers and growers, so it's all bounty from the Northeast. It is going to have a chef being prepared, or chef is preparing all the dishes. At this event, we are able to provide wine and beer tasting. If anyone is interested in joining this fundraiser, it is $150 per person. Again, all those proceeds do go back to the fort with the board up there that can help with all of the upgrades. And just find the Facebook page on for the park, for Fort Sisseton State Park, and they can get you tickets. So something new and exciting this year. As we're continuing through the top 12 most anticipated attended events coming up, the Car Show and Ice Cream Social at Oahe Downstream Recreation Area is planned for August 9th. This is also a time-honored tradition. The cars like cruise through pier, they go through the park, and then they end up at the boat ramp where they are finally displayed. And then folks from the community and outside area come and walk around and look at the rides, and they can vote for their favorite. And then the park is there with volunteers to help with serving free ice cream floats. So it is a great one to be out on the Missouri River too and enjoy the park. Hook 'em with Heroes. This is actually now running for a couple years. It's a great one up in the Northeast. Hook 'em with Heroes, Sandy Shore Recreation Area, on August 10th is hosting a partnership boat and shore fishing event. Local heroes will be out there. We have multiple agencies that will be taking kids fishing. So that would include us, South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, Coddington County Sheriff's Office, South Dakota Highway Patrol, Watertown Police Department, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Watertown Fire Rescue, the Division of Criminal Investigation, the Coddington County Search and Rescue. So there's a lot of agencies that will be coming out to help the kids out there fish. They will also have snackle box making with the kids, jig crafting, and then casting games as well. So they are looking to be able to get all the different ages of kids involved. There's also the ice cream social portion. They call it the Protect and Serve Ice Cream, and that's donated by the Watertown Police Department as well. There will be another event happening at the lodge nearby for a support for the cause supper as well. And more information about that can also be found on the Game Fish and Parks event webpage and then out on the Facebook page for the park as well. Another great way to get involved down at Custer State Park, we have a partnership with our concessionaire, and with that, we have the Black Hills Playhouse. What's playing right now is Legally Blonde the Musical out at Custer State Park. Starting though in July 20th, coming up, will be The Waitress, and then August 10th will be The Book of Will. We also have a lot of great programming happening out in Custer State Park regularly. At the end of August, I didn't get it into the presentation in time, but they are having an astronomy night too that brings in a lot of folks on August 30th. So great things happening out at the Norbeck Education Center. So I'd encourage folks to, again, look out on our website for all the events that are happening beyond just what I'm presenting today. The last one that I do want to present is the Monarch Tagging and Pollinator Day. This is also one of those highly anticipated, enjoyable events close to Sioux Falls out at Gooder State Park on August 23rd. We will have monarch tagging demonstrations, native plants and pollinator presentations. So it's a great time to get those kids out in the park and adults too, learning about pollinators and all of the ecosystem within that. There are come and go events for all ages, so this is a great family friendly event. It's also a partnership event. We do have groups coming in, including the Sioux Falls Bird Club, the South Dakota Volunteer Naturalists, and more. So great opportunity to get out. That does run from 2 to 4 p.m. So it's a great short but mighty event. My last slide here, this reminder that we do have additional programs than what I just presented. The ones that I presented, we're expecting a large turnout for, but we do also have, especially in the summer, a lot of those regular programs that are done every weekend or weekly that are out on our website and out on those Facebook pages that the parks maintain. We also, from a statewide initiative campaign, we are still encouraging folks to snap photos of their water adventures and then submit those to our website so that they can earn prizes. We have stickers for them, and then they can be entered into a grand prize drawing too at the end of the year. We also are continuing to see tag fish returned. They are stocked in 9 water bodies that are near or in South Dakota State Parks. They are looking for the tag there that says return to the state park office, and they win that t-shirt. So we're seeing some really fun things out in our parks this summer, and we're hoping that everyone is able to get out and join us. With that, I will take any questions.
Questions for April. April, do we know how many fish have been turned in with tags so far?
That's a really good question, and I should know that. If you can give me 2 seconds, I can look up that number, unless there's someone in that room that knows it off the top of their head.
No, you can get back to me too.
Sounds good.
My other question is, I've had several people in the Sioux Falls area reach out to me about the music and events at Gooder State Park. They are enjoying it. pardon me. They have asked, how do we choose the musicians? Because it seems to be a good opportunity for those musicians. Do you know how those are selected?
Great question. My recommendation is they will want to contact the state park, so they would contact Good Earth. I believe Jen Stahl, their naturalist out at Good Earth State Park, she's the one that's orchestrating and organizing all of the scheduling. So if the individual is interested in performing or have a food truck, if they would even email the state park, it would be goodearth@state.sd.us. And just asked to be included.
Commissioner Ristler, do you mind if I tap in on your tagged fish question?
Yes.
All right, April, I'll pinch hit for you. So I just went check the numbers really fast. For what we are seeing for every park that participates, most are about 10 to 20 fish are coming in per park. There's a lot that are 11, 12, 18 fish. Snake Creek does appear to have a little bit better anglers as a whole. They have 34 fish that have been tagged in. So that's kind of my challenge for the state is catch up with Snake Creek. Now, that might be that it's the small impoundment and that's easier, but that's for, as an angler myself, we'll just say it's angler talent. But that's what you can expect. We've seen, like I said, about that 10 to 20 per state park that's participating. So you're looking at well over 100 fish that have come in across the state. So pretty cool to see. And it sounds like you should get down to Snake Creek if you want to catch one of these tagged fish.
Wow, good teamwork to both of you. Any other questions for April? Good work, April, as always. Thank you.